Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think we're going to excel at this. We need to talk about useless things, you know.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Like, what's the most I'm trying to think. There's so many things we learn in school. Like, knowing how to write cursive is useless at this point, right?
It's useless now, but I feel like, yeah, it's probably always been useless.
Are you going to handwrite your wedding invitations, by the way?
I don't know yet.
What?
You seem like someone who would.
What do you mean by, like, just the name, the addresses?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Just the addresses. It's actually a whole thing. I've been trying to figure out if our printer can print onto envelopes, and my fiance doesn't.
Don't write them.
He's like, what if we get stickers? I'm like, that looks very tacky. No offense to anyone who uses stickers.
You mean for your return address?
All of it.
I would just print on them.
I would rather handwrite than use a sticker. It's my way of telling you we're not doing that, babe. Love you. And there's no way of writing it in cursive.
You would have to. For a wedding invitation, it has to be like fancy, big, swoopy, woof.
Well, I'm not doing it then. I have horrible handwriting.
Well, then hire somebody. You can hire a calligraphist.
Okay, if anyone wants to do them for me.
If you're a calligrapher, you ever gone down that rabbit hole? I know we're doing useless things.
Yeah.
But have you ever gone down the calligraphy rabbit hole?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's beautiful.
So deeply satisfying to watch somebody just write.
Learn it.
No, you just watch videos of people like going, and the sound, it's kind of ASMR too, because the sound of them like going.
I clearly have never gone down this rabbit hole.
Oh, go down it later.
Okay.
It's and the way they turn the pens.
Yes,
sometimes it's
to make it thick and thin.
Yes.
It's so good. Anyway, what's useless in your head?
Well, I would say all the knowledge I have about Taylor Swift is pretty useless.
It is 100% useless, and I am very proud of you for recognizing that.
But I've made a career out of it.
How is this a career? This is not... I mean, I don't think you got this job. I don't think we had the whiteboard of things of like, this person brings this to the table. It's like, oh boy, she knows Taylor. Like, that was never a consideration.
But Taylor was the catalyst for it all.
You think?
Well, I know, because I was like so into her, and then I was like, I want to work in music, and then it evolved from there.
Oh, interesting. Because Taylor... I feel like you played down the Taylor, like when we first, I didn't realize
we didn't know. Hid that from
you.
You
sandbagged
it. But you could have gone to my Instagram and been like, yikes.
Yeah, because you know everything there is to know about Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I was with a friend this weekend and she asked me one question and I answered so horrifyingly. And I was like, I'm very sorry about that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, who else has something useless in their head?
I still know all the members of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I'll never forget.
Are we going to make people prove it, or are they going to be able to just... like?
You have to prove it.
Yeah, prove it.
Okay, well.
The Backstreet Boys has AJ McLean. There's Brian Littrell. There's Kevin Richardson. There's Howie Duroux and Nick Carter.
I want everyone to know he did not Google, and he never... Nope. And even if he had done it before, you never looked down.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, and then NSYNC is even easier because the last letters of their names are what... Form NSYNC.
Shut up.
That's
what?
Why it's spelled that way.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
Justin.
Let him list him.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake. Chris Kirkpatrick is the S. N-S. Y is Joey Fatone. N was the original member, who I don't remember his name, but Lance Bass. They joke that he's Lanson. He's the N. And then the C is J.C. Chazet.
Wow. There was an original member before Lance
Bass? Before Lance, yeah.
Would never have been the same.
I think I'm going to change what this is called, because it was originally we were calling it useless thing, you know, but I think I'm going to call it what makes you a colossal loser.
Oh boy.
Like, why are you, has it
I
ever,
thought you were all impressed.
Has it ever come up where somebody's like, oh God, what was the name? And it's like, oh, I know, I can name all the guys in that band.
No, it's never come up.
But I feel like it could.
Like, has somebody ever been choking? And it's like, if only we knew. Or there's like a bomb. There's a bomb there. And it's like, wait, the code is the original members of. That's like, I know.
Like, no, it was actually Justin Timberlake's mom who helped him come up with that name.
Wow, you're like me with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I was a big boy band guy.
Okay, so if you're a colossal
you guys
loser,
start one, I'm in.
Or you have some useless.
S Club 7 had girls in it.
Okay. S Club, there ain't no party like an S Club party.
I'll just say this. Okay? We'll just take calls from people who are still listening.
Oh.
Yep.
If you're a colossal loser, if you have something useless in your head, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can text or call if you don't want to be on the radio.
Originally, when we first talked about doing this, I remembered how we spent weeks at a time learning about the food pyramid and how that's wrong.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
The food pyramid was bought and paid for by the sugar industry.
Yeah, because sugar was on there. It was at the base.
The base is the things the top are the things you don't need a bunch of, but the base is the stuff. And they're like, they just put down at the bottom, it's like cereal, bread.
Carbohydrates, vegetable, fruits, dairy, poultry, fish, eggs, sugar, and fats at the top.
They put the carbs down at the bottom. It's like,
you need a lot of carbs.
Yeah, like, and when you look at it in the little corner, it's like Nabisco, like, made the food pyramid is actually upside down.
Yeah.
Is that the useless thing you know? Because that's a good thing to know.
I guess the OG food pyramid would be the useless part.
And frankly, who's like, well, I got to make sure I'm hitting all the marks on the pyramid. Like, no one's actually thinking about eating like the pyramid.
I will say, you were born in a different time. My parents were like, enough meat, have some sugar.
Oh boy.
Like, legitimately, like, you haven't had enough bread today, son. It was like, the food pyramid was the thing.
Oh wow.
And then if you go down in a rabbit hole, I don't want to be the conspiracy guy, but it was like the tobacco companies were like, people were going, hey, tobacco's bad,
right?
So they bought up all the food companies, like, how do we make food as addictive as cigarettes? And they're like, well, first, everyone should eat more of it. And then and we all just bought in. We're like, ooh, more crackers. Yeah. And cereal. Like, I remember waking up and like wanting an egg. And my mom was like, hell no, you're having cereal. And I'm like, she's like, look at the pyramid. Eggs are up higher. So, right. You need sugar. Have some sugar pops.
Wow.
I remember in school, we had a class. It was business something, but it was like preparing you for, like, how to get a job, this stuff.
Cool.
So we worked on how to make a resume. And I remember we all put, like, to be funny, we put like our picture on the resume and we all got in big trouble. It was like, you don't put a picture on a resume. Like, that would immediately get thrown. Like, what are you doing? That's so unprofessional. And now,
if you don't,
your resume is like, go to my Instagram.
Yes.
Look at all my pictures.
For our profession.
No, but LinkedIn as well.
Yeah. It's all presenting yourself.
Indeed. Yeah. Monster. All those companies.
We got in big trouble for putting pictures on the resume.
You were cutting edge.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, if you've got something useless in your head that makes you a giant loser, you can prove it to us. 303-222-5423.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about useless information you have in your head, i.e. what makes you a giant loser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to say, before we get to the people on the phone, I didn't have them prove it to me in the screening process.
Oh.
So I don't know if they're lying or not. I figured they could just do it live on the air and we'll...
Okay.
We'll see if they can.
We'll do it live.
Yeah.
I like it.
Alyssa?
Yai.
What's the useless thing in your brain?
I know all of the last names of the presidents in consecutive order.
Oh, Jesus. How many have there been? 50?
What?
40 something?
Wait. The last names of the presidents in consecutive order?
Yeah, so starting with Washington, mm-hmm. ending with Trump.
I don't even know, like, our last 10.
Okay, well...
It's just something I learned in elementary school, and it's never gone.
And well, obviously you didn't, because you've had to continue to add to it.
That's true. Yep.
But...
She still hasn't memorized.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying
yeah,
she's...
Yeah, memorized.
Okay, is this, well, like, Alyssa? A party trick for you?
It's helped me in some trivia before.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair.
Oh. All right, well,
We've got time?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Washington, Adam, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adam, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, and Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Arfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Tafton, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, now Trump again.
It really fell apart there at the end. Were the Bushes back to back?
Bush, Clinton, Bush.
Oh, Bush, Clinton, Bush. Okay.
I wasn't expecting a song.
Yeah,
Clinton,
I mean,
between the two versions.
That's weird.
I'm impressed.
You know what? I'll say.
Thanks, guys.
Probably right.
Yeah, I'm mostly Who knows? Impressed.
No, I think in the middle there, when it was around Taft, is when I felt like you got off a little bit.
No, I'm mostly impressed because recently I was talking about the Bush presidents, and I called them George Washington. I was trying to name as many presidents as I could, and I said George Washington the first, George Washington the second.
Wow.
So you're better than me.
Yeah, no, in more ways than you'll ever know, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Okay.
That was impressive. Okay.
I like the way it fell apart at the end.
Well, because, I mean, she learned a song.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the song stopped when she was like.
She has to keep adding to it in adulthood.
Yeah, and then it's just like Clinton, Bush. Kim?
Yai.
Yai. What's your useless thing in your brain?
I can pretty much name any phone number of a childhood friend off the top of my head. It's wasted brain space. Like, I'll give you an example. Lisa Karuba, 270-633.
Stop! We don't want to start calling people.
Yeah, I don't think that we can, like, dox people like that.
But, like...
No, but it's ridiculous.
It's so funny, because it's like, and what are you going to use that for now?
I think I just recalled one. Like, I didn't even know it was in my brain until Kim mentioned childhood phones. It was like, oh, yeah, the Gonzalez's. Got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel the same. Yeah. I know all my friends. Their home phone numbers. Yeah.
Do you know your wife's phone number?
I do. Yeah. I do.
Is it because you got a plan together and your numbers are close?
No, not at all. It's because she's my wife. No, it's she's a King Supers. I have to hit it.
It's the Supers card.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would not know it.
My ex-wife and I, our numbers are one digit apart. That's the only reason I know her number. I don't know my kids' numbers.
Oh, yeah. I know my siblings. And weirdly... Okay, there's four of us.
You don't
siblings,
know
right?
your fiance.
No,
for
no, no.
Sure.
I don't know my fiance's, but I know one of my friend's husbands because his is the number that got put in between my siblings and I.
Weird.
What?
Yes. It was crazy. We became like best friends in middle school because we realized this. So my siblings are one, like their numbers end in 161718.
Yeah.
This guy is 19. I'm 20.
What?
Wow.
And my friend married him.
What?
What? Indeed?
All the other numbers are the exact same.
Yes.
That's not. Where have you been on? You wouldn't believe me if I told you. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, I got a lot of useless information up here. It gets clogged a bit.
That is.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem possible that you would know the person, be close with the person who's sandwiched in your.
We found out because my brother was his like middle school basketball coach.
Okay. By the way, thank you, Kim.
Yeah.
And your friends who are now getting calls also, thank you. Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the useless information in your brain? Vince? Nope. Vince? Oh. Are you there? What was it going to be?
He knew the longest ingredient on the shampoo bottle, and he said it out loud.
Do you know what it was?
Absolutely not. Not even close.
Well, this
Dehoxtrogen.
Wait, he's back. Vince, you there?
Yes.
All right, give us the longest ingredient in shampoo.
Oh,
for the love of God!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.